you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about how to feel great even when the results aren't happening. So I want to really start with looking at when is this most useful? This is most useful when you know that you are making progress. You know that it's working, but the results just haven't happened yet. Because there is this part where it's like, okay, we do want to be changing things because we aren't getting the results. But also sometimes there are just things where we need to build up a skill, or we need to build up relationships, or we just need to build up the reps of doing the thing. And so in that case, how can we feel good when we know that the results are coming, but they just aren't here yet? And the first thing is actually believing that the results are coming. Because if we're doing something and then we're like, this is never going to work, this is never going to happen, it's pointless, then we're not going to enjoy it. But if we're like, you know what, I know what I'm building, I know what I'm creating, I know what I'm going toward, then it's a lot easier to get excited when you're believing for sure that's going to happen. Second thing is being really proud of yourself for the work that you are doing. So an example I have of this is I just started my YouTube channel. And of course, I don't have an audience on YouTube. So what that means is when I post the video, there's just a few views, like one or two, or like I think the most views I've got on a video so far is like 11. If you want to go to my YouTube channel, you can just type in Kayla Celeste into the search bar and you should be able to find it. So because this is new, because I'm doing something new, I don't have an audience yet, I'm just like posting these videos, it could be really easy to get discouraged. Because like I said, like the most views I've gotten on a video is like 11. But the reason I'm so excited about this is one, because I know where I'm going. I know that I will build an audience on YouTube and people will be able to watch my videos. So I'm so excited for that. Second thing that I mentioned earlier was like being so proud. So for me, I am so proud that I created the video. I created the thumbnail. I uploaded it. I created the title. Like I'm so proud of what I've created. I'm so proud of the content that I've created. And so because of that, I'm able to have more fun because I'm not just looking at the views and deciding like, hey, did I win at this? What I'm actually doing is look at what I've created, look at how I've shown up, look at what I've done. I'm so proud of that because I know too that I'm going to be posting a YouTube video like every single day. So after 100 days, I will have posted 100 videos. And so for me, even though I think I've posted like 6 or 7 at this point, what happens is I'm so excited about that result that I'm going to create that's based off of how I show up versus like, what are the results that I'm getting? Because like I said, if I'm believing the results are coming, then I can get super excited for the thing that I'm working on right now. And the last thing that actually helps you feel better now is actually accepting the discomfort and not trying to avoid it. So there are parts where it's uncomfortable. Like for me, trying to come up with the titles for the videos, that was really uncomfortable at first. I was like, I don't know what it should be called. I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know if anyone's even going to be able to search the video. And so because of that, that was that little discomfort. Now, I could have spent that time avoiding the discomfort. Well, let's just put it off and let's just do it later. And let's just not come up with the titles. And let's, right? I could have really just put that off. But when we put it off in that way, like I'm not going to start this until this date for this reason that I love, but I'm not going to start something because I'm uncomfortable. That just creates more discomfort. And so if you will accept that, like, okay, this thing that I'm doing is going to be uncomfortable for me, I'm like, okay, making these titles, creating these thumbnails, this is going to be a little uncomfortable. So I'm going to lean into that discomfort and then I'm going to celebrate myself. After I'm like, look at this thumbnail I've created. Look at how amazing it looks. Look at this title. Like, this is a really good title. Like, I would really just sit there and celebrate what I've accomplished because it was uncomfortable. And then I'm celebrating that discomfort. And so that's what I want you to look at is like, where are you avoiding the discomfort? How could you lean into it a little bit more and then actually do the thing that's uncomfortable and then celebrate yourself after? And if you want to learn how to create more commitment so that you can take action toward your goals, achieve the results that you want, then go to createcommitment.com to sign up for the waitlist.